This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on in the program, we'll have our request flashback. We've got a little bit of email and a talk with R.C. Collins of Bradley Military Academy coming up. On the line with us is Mr. Vernon Dozier, a teacher at Belmar Academy. And there was a little bit of, you know, all kinds of things happened at the beginning of the year with regard to Hurricane Katrina. There was fundraising everywhere, and our schools were no exception. You know, the kids were asked to raise money for the American Red Cross, and I understand your kids came through, Mr. Dozier. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil, and the kids did come through. Much to, we had a misunderstanding, but we're working it out right now.
Well, that's why we have you on the line. The kids were challenged by you to raise $5,000, were they not?
My kids in my homeroom, who are primarily my seniors, were challenged by myself to raise $5,000 for the American Red Cross. And they went out and they raised not only $5,000, they raised $6,327.
You must be proud of them.
I'm surprised, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, that's at the heart of what's going on here, because a lot of the parents have complained now that you had challenged them to raise $5,000 and reneged on something that you promised.
No, I didn't, Phil, and I want to clear that up. I didn't renege on anything. I told the kids.
Well, if I could just ask you, and then you can respond.
That's fine.
Did you tell the kids that you would shave your handlebar mustache if they raised $5,000?
All right, here's where it gets confusing. I do have a handlebar mustache. I've got it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm just one of those kind of guys. I just enjoy growing it. I've had a handlebar mustache since 1983, and it was about that time, Phil, that I became involved in something called the San Gabriel Valley Old Sheriff Days. It's a kind of a Wild West festival that we have here in the Glendale area. And for 25 years, I have been the Grand Marshal. And I'm sort of in the community. People see me as the Grand Marshal. They see me as the sheriff, you know, and that carries with it some expectation, I guess you could say. And I also, Phil, wear the mustache. I found by wearing a handlebar mustache, for whatever reason, you command some level of respect from people, especially here in the school.
What do you mean?
Well, one of my jobs is as dean of discipline here. I'm not only a athletics football coach, I also teach mathematics in our social sciences and our health classes, but I also am the dean of discipline, and which means you're basically monitoring all activity during the lunchtime. And I find that wearing, believe it or not, a handlebar mustache, which is...
Tell me, when you say a handlebar mustache, what I have in mind is one of those things that kind of goes down and then twirls up?
Well, it's a little bit more than that. It isn't just a handlebar mustache that you see, maybe, that you might see, say, you can read between the lines in this, the kind that you might see in San Francisco. This is a handlebar mustache that is reminiscent of, if you've seen pictures of Wyatt Earp, if you've seen pictures of Wild Bill Hickok.
So it's an authentic Old West.
Yeah, and the reason why I grow that is because of our San Gabriel Valley Old Sheriff days. But also, when you wear a handlebar like that, you do command a little bit of respect. You do get kids kind of looking at you and going, whoa, you know, they kind of back off. And, so that's why I've grown it, and people have become very accustomed to seeing it. People at the San Gabriel Valley Old Sheriff days, many of the elderly and the senior citizens. And so that's why I've got that mustache.
All right, but did you say that you would shave it if the kids raised $5,000?
Here's what happened. The kids said to me, Mr. Dozier, if we raise $5,000, would you shave your handlebar mustache? And I said to them, okay. And I said it in a way because they knew that I didn't believe they'd raise $5,000. I felt that if they raised $1,000, they would be going above and beyond anything they were capable of. And I'm not saying that my young people are not good kids, but they're not. This is not a very high achieving class. I've had a lot of seniors come through here, and this group is about as slow as they get. And so I went ahead and said it because anyone who knows my students, anybody who knows this particular homeroom of the seniors, knows that they are, you know, there's just no way they're going to. raise $5,000. You know, I mean, the joke that I make is that they couldn't raise a toilet seat, let alone, you know, $5,000. So that's what that was about.
Yeah, but all right. But you reneged on the promise, didn't you?
Well, you say I reneged.
Look, here's my point. They asked you, would you shave your mustache if we raised $5,000? You said, yes, I would. And they came in with $6,327.
All right. Here, let me tell you something, Mr. Henry, about these fundraisers. Let me tell you how these work. One or two of these big shot fathers, they want to look like big shots. They'll write a big check because they know their kids aren't smart enough to go out and raise $5,000. So that's the way it's done. The kids don't do it. One of the wealthy parents writes a fat check, and the kids bring it in. Okay, and
you don't call that, in other words, you don't think the kids raised the money?
Well, you know, the mustache that they want me to shave is a handlebar that I've grown since 1983. And when the kids came in with the money, over $5,000, and I had said I'm going to shave a mustache that I've had since 1983, I could just feel the blood drain from my face. I mean, I felt myself, I could feel the blood literally drain out of my face. And then I said to them, you know...
All right, I want to give our number here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the American Red Cross fundraisers for Hurricane Katrina. And we're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher over at Belmar Academy, whose kids raised $6,327, were challenged to raise $5,000, and you would shave this handlebar mustache that you have, and you didn't do it. And that has caused some consternation among the parents.
Well, I don't know why they're upset. I mean, the fact is...
Well, apparently you had uttered an obscenity.
I when I saw the money, yeah, and I did apologize for that. I was obviously, I wasn't feeling well. When they walked in, these kids, you got to understand something. When you see a group of kids like these ones, and they actually come up with $5,000, you're gonna feel the blood literally just leave your head. And
well, what obscenity would you utter when kids come in with money that you challenge them to raise?
I wasn't cursing the kids, Phil. I was more in shock.
Well, if you can keep it clean, what can you tell me what you said?
I think they told me that I said, because I don't recall this, I looked at the money and I said, F me.
You were surprised?
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Okay, and with that fact, the fact is you promised to shave that mustache.
Again, I got to tell you. I'm going to give you some background on the old sheriff days and what I represent at the festival. The handlebar mustache. This mustache is so good that I've grown that they don't even consider another guy being sheriff. I judge all the events. And even beyond the festival, when people see me and they see this handlebar mustache, they think immediately, there goes the sheriff. That's Sheriff Dozier. The fact that I wear a handlebar mustache is very unique, and it sounds silly, but it also inspires the respect among the students. And when they see me walking down the hall, they know the sheriff's coming. Now, here comes a group of students that I had every reason to believe were kind of low IQ. They say, hey, Mr. Dozier, or however they say it, you know, we'll raise $5,000. And, of course, I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, right, uh-huh, sure. And I said, okay, I'll shave my handlebar mustache.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Here's some kids that you don't think are very high achievers, and they go ahead and they do this wonderful thing, $5,000 and more. Don't you think to encourage them, you should keep your part of the bargain?
What would I be encouraging? I would be giving them false hope, because I suspect that a couple of these fathers who think they're real big shots, you know. I got to tell you something, Phil, you're going to think this is silly, but ever since I grew this handlebar mustache, there's been a lot of people jealous of me. And I think a couple of them are these fathers that wrote fat checks.
To get you to shave it?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Tony on the Phil Henry Show. Tony, you're on with Phil Henry and Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Okay, I really think you need to shave the mustache. It's a matter of integrity.
It's a matter of what? It's a matter of what, ma'am? I didn't hear that.
It's a matter of integrity. Integrity. You
yeah,
said
see,
you were good.
Here's the thing. What kind of integrity does a father have who thinks he's a big shot and he writes a big fat check? See?
I understand.
Well, you don't know that that happened, though. You don't know that that happened.
Well, that's how it happens. Believe, ask any parent.
Well, I understand what you're saying and your concerns,
right.
But that wasn't the conditions you made with them. If you would have said to them, you need to raise $5,000 and these are the conditions, then you'd have a right to say, you know, if a parent contributed $2,000 and that didn't meet your conditions, then you'd have an argument.
I understand that, ma'am. What about my commitment to the senior citizens of Glendale and the people who have given their literally their lives to the old sheriff days?
Well, you should have thought of that before you made that.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know,
Well, no, but I mean, the lady's making a good point. I mean, you should have thought about that.
Mr. Henry, again, I would emphasize to you and the lady, when I saw these kids come in with that $6,000, I mean, I'm telling you, I thought I was going to pass out. That's how, I'm going to use a word you may not like, but that's how dumb these kids are.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
All right, I'm sorry, but I mean, they're just... it just is like a handful of Georgia clay, these guys. And they walk in with six G's. I said, okay, which one of your fathers wrote the big check? As a joke.
Well, I think they one-upped you, and you need to fulfill your commitment. Like I said, it's a matter of integrity. You need to fulfill your commitment.
Talking to my attorney about it.
Why get an attorney involved? Why not just shave the mustache?
I shaved that mustache. And for the first time since 1983, there is going to be another grand marshal of the old sheriff's days.
That's your ego involved.
No, it's not just my ego. You've got a lot of old people that when they see me coming down the street in Glendale, believe me, they know that they're alive, literally. Well, there he is. Okay, so I know I'm alive.
Then you go down the street and you say, hey, I did this for a worthy cause, and next year it'll be back.
There's a good idea. What about this, Mr. Dozier? Can you go to one of these costume stores and get one of those paste-on handlebar mustaches for a year?
Good idea.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The parade and just say it's gone, but it's coming back.
I did it for Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. I did it for the...
I don't like to pander to people that way. You know, you always hear people say, I did this for the hurricane. And you want to say to them, you are such a liar, you know. You know they didn't do it for that. They did it so people could walk up and press their lips against their bum. And that's not me.
So why did you do it?
I beg your pardon?
So why did you make this offer
to
your class?
Well, I wanted the kids to raise money, okay? I wanted them to raise money. But I didn't think this group of, you know, these idiots were going to raise $5,000. You know, I mean, there's no way. I thought maybe they'd come in with a couple of grand. Maybe one of the fathers would write a big fat check. You know, I can tell you this much, Phil and Tony. I shaved my handlebar mustache, and the sound of spurs literally stopped echoing in the streets of Glendale. And I don't know whether I can. I don't know if I can let that happen.
All right, look at Tony. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier. The sound of spurs stop echoing in the streets of Glendale. I mean,
To a guy like you, Mr. Henry, everything's a big joke. You know. The simple pleasures of a man who may want to get up in the morning and for one day out of his life, out of the year, put on spurs. To you, that's funny. To me, it's part of history. Everybody's much a part of history as yesterday's bowel movement. But it's important.
Boy, for a teacher, that guy really has a way of putting things, doesn't he? 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Vernon Dozier. You know, a lot of money being raised for Hurricane Katrina relief. A lot of our high schools are doing it, and the seniors over at Belmar Academy raised in one of the homerooms $5,000 on a challenge from their homeroom teacher who said, I will shave off my handlebar mustache, which he's had for, I don't know, 22 years. The kids not only raised $5,000, they raised $6,300, and he was quoted when he saw the money, saying, quote, F me, when he saw it come into the room, and he said the blood would have drained from my face. He didn't think his kids were smart enough to raise $5,000, and as a result, he doesn't want to shave the mustache. Did I hear him say he's going to get a lawyer?
Yeah, he did. He's going to get an attorney.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So, what is more important, how senior citizens in Glendale view you or how the kids view you?
Well, you asked me the question, Mr. Hendry. How do you think? I mean, you know, I've got people who depend upon me. I represent San Gabriel Valley Sheriff Days. We've been putting this festival on for 23 years. It represents the historic times of the San Gabriel Valley here in Los Angeles area when there were nothing but cowboys and Indians and fruit farmers. And Pancho Villa himself lived up right over here in the Arroyo for a while. And we had, you name the top cowboys, all lived out here in California. Wyatt Earp, as I invoked the name of Wyatt Earp. He lived out here in San Bernardino, lived up in San Francisco. And so when I wear that, I look at the mirror and I see the handlebar mustache. Well, I tell you what, you've been through what I've been through. You need something to look in the mirror and say, okay, you know, at least I've got that. At least I've got that handlebar mustache. I mean, it may sound silly.
Well, what about being a teacher? What about having the kids respect you?
The kids respect me. It's the parents that get them all stirred up. See, one of the things, I don't know if you've ever been at the zoo. When you walk by the primate house and you start jumping up and down and scratching your armpits, the monkeys start to go crazy in the cage. Now, I'm not calling my children monkeys. My kids in school are the best kids. They're not very, like I said, they're not the best achieving students. But they're getting them all riled up the same way you would as if you'd walk by the monkey cage and start jumping around and scratching your, you know what, you know. And what the monkeys do then is they, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they grab their own droppings and then they throw it at you. So what you've succeeded in doing is getting a bunch of apes riled up to the point where they're throwing their own excrement at you. Do you need that? Do you want that? Well, that's what you got. That's what these parents bought by getting these kids riled up. And
I don't like the comparison of your kids to apes.
I'm not comparing my kids to apes.
Well, yes, you are.
I'm saying it's the same thing that happens when you, any kids.
If that's what it sounded like to me. 1-800-449-8686. Tara, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I just have a couple of things to say. I think he is really in the wrong field. If he should be more concerned about how his children see him, and I'm just really utterly disgusted that he downgrades his children, because I think that some of them are possibly listening to him tonight, and for him to call them dumb, underachievers, have low IQs, it is his responsibility to make sure that the students achieve what they're supposed to, and worrying about a dumb mustache. If I were the teacher and I made that agreement and I saw my students coming with that much money, I would have shaved my whole head bald, because I would have been so proud of my students that I thought were underachievers, and I feel like he should feel the same way.
Well, I do, but let me just say to the lady, there's never going to be a day in your life, Tara, when you're ever going to have to shave a handlebar mustache. So how can you say you know what that's about?
It doesn't matter.
See,
I'm a woman, and if I thought my students could raise that much money for such a good cause, I would shave my head. And I wouldn't even think twice about it. And then let alone talking about getting an attorney. No, if I were the parents of those students, I would be in front of the school board right now having you removed from that classroom, because you are not a good example for them.
Removed from that? Well, I think that's very extreme, man. First of all, if a woman, any woman, were to shave her head and walk into a school, any classroom in the state of California, United States, she'd probably be sued. You'd be sued for God knows any number of infractions.
Why?
That's not the point. If I made that agreement with my students...
You walk in looking like that first lieutenant from Star Trek? You're kidding, right?
It does not matter to me. My students would come first. If I told them that, okay, yeah, raise $5,000 and I'll shave my hair, I would be that excited. And to see them bring in over and above that...
That's a good point.
Yes, I would shave my hair and I would walk through every hallway in that school just as proud, because my students did what I thought they could not do.
All right, then let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute. You said it's a bit extreme to have you removed from the classroom. I think it's a bit extreme for you to have an attorney against some children that were excited enough to go and raise that money.
Yeah, but
however they raise it, I don't care.
How do you deal with
what
happens when you walk through the hallways bald and the kids who are in special ed start, wetting themselves? when they look
care.
At your bald head.
No, I'm not going to say I don't care if they're wet themselves. I would explain to them. I shaved my head because my kids did something that I didn't think they could do, and I'm that proud
Hold
of them.
The line, Tara.
Yes, I would walk away.
Hold on. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Right, now, Tara was hanging on. I'm sorry I had to cut to off a little bit there, Tara. We went to a break. Go ahead. Are you with me, Vernon?
Yes,
sir. I'm right here.
Go ahead, Tara.
Vernon, I think you may have misunderstood me when I said that they should have you removed from the classroom. I don't mean having you removed because you refuse to shave your mustache. I mean having you removed because you are calling your students dumb. I don't understand that.
There's an old saying, if the shoe fits, right? Am I right or am I wrong? Now, I know my kids. They're wonderful kids. But, you know, the group of them couldn't make a decent, you know, just between you and me, between two adults, the group of them couldn't make a decent bubble with a fart.
But that's besides the point, though. You are the teacher, and you should have more confidence in yourself as far as teaching those students than to call them that.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is this handlebar mustache.
But can I just, for the two of you, I have a recording of me walking on stage. This is last year at the old Sheriff Days. You're going to hear me walking out. You'll very clearly hear the spurs. And again, I'm in the sheriff getup, and you'll hear the audience's reaction. Could you go ahead and roll that? Tara, were you able to hear the spurs?
Mm-hmm. But okay. if you're more concerned about the history of your town or something like that, why not get a job doing something like that instead of with those kids where you obviously have no interest? Those children need someone over them that's going to be particularly interested in their well-being. And if you're going to do what you're doing now, you are really discouraging those children as far as wanting to do anything to help someone else.
Well, ma'am, when you say, when I played for you the sound of me walking out in my spurs, and you went, yeah, I mean, that hurt.
Wait a minute.
For you to talk about these children, like,
you know,
I don't care about your spurs. I don't care about your mustache. I'm concerned about these children. I have two children of my own, and if I were to hear one of their teachers call the class, in the entire class dumb, yes, I would be in front of the school board telling them that our students do not need teachers like that.
All right, would you show up at that school board bald?
I sure would.
Right. Well, you're a better man than me.
If I agreed with my students to shave my head, if they raised that much money, I would show up to the school board bald.
All right, Tara,
thank
you very much for your comments, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. That's a recording of what?
At the very beginning of old Sheriff Days, they make the announcement, and now, Sheriff Dozier. I have been the sheriff there for 23 years, Phil. And I walk out very slowly and very deliberately. And you can hear the audience's the expectation. Now, weigh that against a group of kids who come in with $5,000. And why do they want me to shave my mustache? There's a good question. Why? Because of hostility. Why are they hostile? Because they're angry at the fact that they're dumb, I guess. I don't know why they're hostile, but just. And then the audience's reaction.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Quincy. Quincy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I have two questions. One,
yes,
you know, as dean of discipline, obviously
yes,
you develop respect with these kids. And how do you think they will view you with the mustache, even knowing that you have went against your word? Do you think in that lunchroom setting they're still going to maintain that same level of respect?
Have you got a head cold? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Well, you spoke of how they respect you in the lunchroom.
Mr. Henry, I don't know if you could direct this gentleman to blow his nose.
He's fine. I can understand him.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, the lunchroom setting.
Wow.
Said that they respected you because
I'd ask Quincy, hold on. Why are we listening to the sound of the spurs?
It's just something that relaxes me.
All right, go ahead, Quincy.
Yes, I'm going to just move to my second question first.
Sir, that you've been interrupted.
I apologize as well, sir.
That's okay. How many people do you think will be clapping in that recording in the next sheriff's days when they know of how you have reacted to this situation. I mean, do you think they're going to have the same level of respect?
Well, I can tell you that I walked into a school board meeting 2 weeks ago, and it may sound funny to you, but I just had my mustache waxed, all right, which is what you do with a handlebar mustache. And I walked in to defend myself, and as I came around the corner, they don't see your face first. They see the loop of the handlebar, so they see the mustache coming before you do, and this is what I heard. Now, that is the school board meeting of September 12th.
Well, so why are they cheering?
Why are they cheering? Well, a lot of reasons. I'm also the varsity football coach. We won our division again last year. I don't know how many times. That is six. I'm a lot. I'm a lot of things.
That's nice. But we're talking about kids having faith in adults, the people that lead them, the people that show them how this thing called life can possibly work successfully. And they need to put a little bit of faith into us. We ask them to do that. One of the worst things you can do to a kid is betray a kid. And when you say...
Whoa, who am I betraying?
When you say to a kid, raise 5 G's, I'll shave my mustache, and then you say, well, I really didn't think you could do it, because you guys are dumber than a freaking handful of Georgia clay. And
who said that?
You did.
I don't remember everything.
You said it to that lady. You said they're like a handful of Georgia freaking clay. That's how dumb they were.
Well, you ought to apologize to everybody that lives in Georgia.
It's an expression. And I'm sure you agree, Quincy, right?
So this doesn't mean anything to you guys?
No, man, it doesn't.
Does it mean anything to you, sir?
Well, let me just ask you this. And this
yes,
pretty much clears me up. This is what's astonishing to me.
Certainly, sir.
Is that, you know, you seem proud in one of your statements about the level of dignity that you have developed and the level of respect that you've earned from these kids during your Dean of Discipline sessions. And
right,
you're basically compromising that entire product that you've worked so hard to develop. You're basically compromising it for a handlebar mustache. Well, obviously,
right,
these kids are not going to look upon you with the same level of respect. You know, you said that the mustache, they respected you for it. Now they're not going to respect you for it.
Good, very good point, Quincy. Thank you.
I'd like to respond.
Well, we got to take a break. Quincy, thank you very much, sir. 1-800-44... Why am I listening to this?
I asked your engineer if he would play it throughout the remaining segment because it relaxes me.
Turn that off, bud.
You said it, really?
Turn it off.
I don't understand.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Hoo yeah," like the Macho Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier is a teacher at Belmar Academy involved in a controversy where he promised some of his homeroom students, all of his homeroom students, if they had raised $5,000 for Hurricane Katrina relief, that he would shave off a handlebar mustache he's had since 1982. The question has been asked you many times, sir. What is so important about a mustache in exchange for, you know, the respect of your students?
My students respect me, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you why they respect me. They respect me because I don't lie to them. They respect me.
Well, you told them you would shave your mustache.
Well, please allow me to finish. My students know that I'm a no-nonsense guy. They're not offended by me. You know, the parents may be offended, but my students are not offended when I look at them and I say, what am I going to do with you guys, huh? You know, pick up a broom, you know. What am I going to do with you guys? And they love me, and I love them. And I would never, ever disgrace them or trade on their faith in me. I was genuinely shocked when they walked into that classroom, not just with $5,000, with $6,500. You heard what I said. I said, F me. Now, you know, for a man to use a four-letter word in front of his students, you got to be shocked. And I felt, and the students later noted, that my face went bleach white. Now, I'm talking about, if you've ever seen a piece of stationery paper, that's how that was the color of my face. I looked like a freaking albino. And I'm emotional thinking about it.
That's how shocked. You just never thought they could raise that.
Well, and that's what I said. You guys didn't raise this money. one of your rich dads wrote a check. And, you know, they're not going to cop to it, but one of them was, you know, they gave that kind of, you know, the laugh that the dumb give. I call it the laugh of the dumb. And what do you
mean?
Well, it kind of, you know, it goes, you know, the laugh of the dumb. Now, you can listen to that all your life, or you can listen to this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Christopher. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi, sir. Yes. First of all, I wanted to say that I've lived in Southern Oklahoma, North Texas.
Will you turn the Spurs off, please?
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
First of all, I wanted to say that I've lived in Southern Oklahoma and North Texas for the last 17 years. I've been acquainted with many Western folks. I know what a mustache and or a pair of boots or a hat can mean to a fellow. And I don't discredit your ties to your mustache at all. However, what I've seen is that there's a bigger issue here than just something that is very, very precious to you. And that's the fact that whether or not you felt like they could raise the money or not, you put your word on the line.
That's right.
And in the Old West, your word was worth more than anything. What you basically said to your students is, not in so many words, but with your example, you've said, look, folks, you can say things to people, and as long as it's fairly convenient for you, you can go ahead and stick to your word. But if it really gets to where it hurts you hard, then it's okay to back out.
Excuse me, Christopher, I'm sorry to interrupt you. If you play that spur one more time, Bud, you're fired.
Yeah, but
if you play it one more time.
I asked the boy to relax me.
I don't want it I don't want to play it anymore.
Phil, can I comment on what this gentleman is saying?
I don't think he's finished saying what he's saying. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so what you have is a case of where your example as a person in authority in the school system is extremely... It puts a lot more weight on what you say than just the average Joe on the street. You should be one that whose word is impeccable, who is basically above reproach. That's the position you're given as a leader and a person with authority. I digress.
Are you done?
Yes.
Oh. It was getting a little cold out here.
You know something, Mr. Dozier?
No, I'm fine. I want to say to the man, he makes a good point. But as if he's trying to tell me that Wyatt Earp never lied.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well,
I never knew Wyatt Earp.
Back to this.
And we can forget.
Oh, God almighty, will you knock it off with those freaking Spurs?
See, what I'm trying to say is this, Phil. Wyatt Earp lied. Lied through his teeth. You want to know why he lied? Because it made him money. See, when they came to him and they said, Mr. Earp, can we write your life story? He said, how much am I going to get? And they said, X, Y, Z. And he said, sure, you can write my life story. As a matter of fact, let me fill you in on a few details. Holy God.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, that's okay for him, but not for me, huh?
You're a teacher, man. You're a freaking teacher. And you're... What is it with these Spurs? If I keep hearing these things...
Listen to it, Mr. Henry, and revel in it.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
But I think you might have a point. I don't know how I'm going to work it now. But at this point, I...
Well, if you'd think about it, is what I'm saying. If you promised the kids you'd shave the mustache... I mean, it's taken us an hour to try to tell you this.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, but I wouldn't be giving myself that much credit. I mean, I like the kids a lot. Great. So for the first time in 23 years, Stan Albright is going to be the sheriff, not me, because he's been waiting. He's been waiting for this to happen. In fact, one of his kids is in my class. And dumb?
Oh, man.
You wouldn't even... It doesn't abide the telling.
You're telling me that one of the guys that wants to be the sheriff, his kid is in your class?
Yes. Yes. And I'll bet you money that he has his... He puts an extra helping of... Excuse me. I bet you he puts an extra helping of dumb into his kid's bowl every morning knowing he's coming into my homeroom.
Lindy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thanks, Phil.
Yes.
First of all, I question whether or not this is a joke, whether this is entertainment on your show tonight, because it's so unbelievable. But let's go on.
Well, I'm offended by the notion, ma'am, that as an educator, I'm supposedly your clown. I'm here to tell the story of how I feel as a man.
Okay. Well, let's go on the assumption that this is legit. And
okay, let's do that. Thank you for validating my life for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
But you know how rude that is.
Just let the lady talk, please.
I think that if you're a teacher and your students mean anything to you, then you wouldn't put them down like you do. You'd build them up. You'd encourage them.
All right, then I'm going to have to tell you this.
Excuse me a minute.
My wife also doesn't want me to shave it.
I don't care about your wife. You
oh, well,
need
I,
to
I do.
With the, you
I
need
do.
To deal with the
I care about my wife, and I have to live with her. And I think you know why my wife doesn't want me to shave it.
You have...
Uh-huh. You got it.
The children...
You got two hands. You got something to hang on to. Oh, yeah.
You know, your emotional developmental level...
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?